Put jazz in your washing machine, finest jazz you've ever seen. The good news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I didn't know whether you'd care to see me or not, Ted. That is, under the circumstances.
I don't have too much time, Bertha. My father is due in from England this morning, and I haven't been to the hospital as yet.
Your father?
Yes.
I haven't heard this morning. Chucky, is he... Does he seem to be any better, Ted?
As far as anyone has told me, his condition is the same. But I have every confidence that he'll recover.
Of course. I don't quite know how to begin, Ted. I don't have to tell you how upset I was when I found out you'd told Bill that I'd been thinking of testifying for you when the divorce came to trial.
Then Bill told you?
Yes. I don't know why you felt it necessary to...
Believe me, Bertha, I didn't want to. But Bill insisted upon knowing why I decided to let him go. He wouldn't leave this office until I told him.
I don't understand you, Ted. There really wasn't anything to gain, was there, by telling Bill that you tried to make a bargain with me? Sounded pretty awful to hear Bill say it. You would keep him on here at the agency if I would testify that Nata wasn't a fit mother to take care of Chucky.
What's past is past, Bertha. We all make mistakes.
Of course we do. But there's always a way, isn't there, of rectifying those mistakes? You should know this, Ted. Because of Chucky's condition, the family has more or less agreed that Nata shouldn't be told that Bill is out of a job.
Oh?
Nata's pretty bitter as it is, and if she should find out what's happened to Bill... If you want my opinion, well, I guess you know better than I do what that kind of information would mean in a divorce case.
Really, my dear, I don't think either you or I would find it necessary to supply such information. And even if you felt bound to, Bertha, I would supply factual reasons for Bill having been discharged. There are any number of witnesses here at the agency to testify as to Bill's drinking.
Ted, don't get the impression that I'm trying to bargain with you. But what have you gained by what you've done to Bill? Nothing. You know what Mesa thinks of you. She and Bill are very close. And as I said before, Chucky's accident happening the way it did while he was having a boxing lesson. Oh, I don't have to tell you how Maida feels about that. It's been said, Ted, that when a child is seriously ill as Chucky is, well, it should really bring a husband and wife closer together. Who knows? If you handle things in the right way, maybe Maida won't go through with the divorce. You have to admit you've made a few mistakes, and so have I. Maybe you're both being given a chance to rectify those mistakes.
What is it you really want, Bertha?
I don't want anything for myself, Ted. I'd just like to see harmony in the family again. Harmony and understanding.
Supposing we dispense with polite talk, as it were, and you tell me what it is you really want.
You had made up your mind, Bertha, before you saw Ted this morning, that you wouldn't, under any circumstances, ask your brother-in-law for anything. Whether you'll be able to avoid actually asking him to give Bill his job back. Well, that's something not even I would know. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white washes without red hands, the spring is back to Does.
Authentic door-to-door interviews prove it conclusively. More and more women who tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are going back to Dove. Listen to these reports. June 19th, first call.
Mrs. L. R., mother of two children, husband repairs furnaces, has heavily soiled work clothes. She washes three times a week in machine, rinses once in hot water. Has tried some of the no-rinse products, but her hands couldn't take it. Came back to Dove for really white, white washes and real kindness to hands.
Next call.
Mrs. B. A. answered door, was ironing a sack of men's shirts, all beautifully white. Uses mother's washing machine, rinses twice. Has tried many washing powders, but always comes back to Dove. Likes the way it treats her hands and is proud of her white Dove washes.
Authentic interviews like these prove the swing is back to Dove for white, white washes without red hands. So if one of those no-rinse chemicals are making your hands suffer on wash day, then climb aboard the Dove bandwagon.
Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. For white, white washes without red hands, get Dove today.
I said I explained, Ted, what it is I really want. I'd like nothing better than to see you and Nata and Chucky together again. If that could be, I'm almost certain that what's happened between Bill and me could be straightened out.
You're just using words, Bertha. Words that you hope I might interpret in just one way. What you really want is for me to give Bill another chance.
If you could see your way clear to do that, it would help all of us, don't you think?
I don't know.
You realize, of course, that Bill doesn't know I'm here this morning. If he should find out, it would be the end of our marriage. Bill's pride has been hurt. When that happens to a man, well, I guess I don't have to tell you the result. You did something to him, Ted. You made him feel that the only reason you gave him the job, the only reason you kept him on, was to use him to get to Mather. You even told him that he wasn't worth the money he was getting. Right now, the whole family's against you. They all feel that Maida made a mistake when she married you, and an even bigger mistake by staying with you as long as she did. For the first time, they believe that the only reason you married Maida was to get Chucky. Now, if you should decide to give Bill another chance, they'd all feel differently about you. You yourself admitted just a little while ago that you never should have told Bill while you fired him. I know you were under attention. I know what attention you're under now. But you're not really here in your office, Ted. Your thoughts are with Chucky at the hospital. Somehow I feel, no matter what the rest of the family thinks, that underneath you're a kind person. Anyone who loves a child as much as you love Chucky can't be all bad.
I love my son as I never thought it possible to love anyone.
Of course you do. And Maida loves him, too. I know that now. And she'd give her life if she thought that would help. Don't you think that two parents who have such a great love for their child can work things out?
I don't know. As to Bill, supposing you had him phone me.
Oh, I couldn't do that. He'd know that I'd been here and talked with you. Bill's stubborn. He'd never make the first move, never. No matter what happened to him, he just wouldn't do it. The Bowers are all like that. Even Mater.
I'll think it over.
You mean that you might phone Bill?
I can't tell you for a certainty at this time.
Oh, I wouldn't expect you to. But don't wait too long, Ted. Well, I don't want to keep you any longer. I'll be on my way. And thanks for seeing me. Bill?
Yes?
When did you get home?
A little while ago.
Where have you been?
I was over visiting with my mother. Have you had lunch?
Yes.
Have you any plans for this afternoon?
I'm going over to the hospital after a while. I'm going to see about a job.
I didn't know you had anything lined up.
I don't as yet. But I thought I'd go into a defense plant.
A defense plant?
Yeah.
Surely you can find something better to do than that.
I don't think so. A lot of factories are being converted. They need men.
Bill, with your background...
Get my background, will you? I came on home because there's something I want to talk over with you. I was over to a real estate office this morning.
You really think we're going to have to give up the house?
There's no way we can keep it. I thought by selling the house, I could give Ted back what I own.
He hasn't pressed you for the money, has he?
No, and it wouldn't do him any good if he did. I don't know when or how I'll be able to return the money I borrowed from him. In my stupid way, I overlooked a slight detail.
What do you mean?
The mortgage company has first lien on the house.
Well, what does this all amount to, Bill?
The real estate agent thinks he has a buyer. $30,000 is his top price.
Oh, I can't help but feel, Bill, that something will happen to pull us through.
Well, if you're looking for a miracle, forget it. The agent and his client will be over this afternoon.
You'll be home then?
No.
But...
I told Mr. Ransom that you'd be here to show the house.
Bill... Can't we wait just a week before doing anything definite?
If the deal can be closed this weekend, it's going to be closed. As for me, the quicker we get out of here, the better I'll like it.
This comes direct from D-U-Z to Y-O-U. White, white washes without red hands. Yes, white, white washes without red hands. That does a special promise to every one of you whose hands are taking a beating on wash day.
That's right. If you've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for your wash and noticed they were doing things to your hands, then try this.
Next wash day, change to does. Then ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen clothes so clean and fresh? Towels and linen so gleaming white, colors so bright. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove's because we put more into it. Only Dove's of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes so beautifully white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything.
For white, white washes without red hands, get Does today.
A scene between Ted White and his father, and a visit to a child who lies unconscious in Selby Flats Hospital. In the next dramatic episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does.
Put Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.